I have pondered and projected many theories of what few may intended, thought, believed, and indeed sought to achieve in the creation of his unnamed lightning sketch. Ultimately, I have arrived at the point where I believe I must be led by my emotions and the response that I felt, and indeed still feel, as I look at this piece today. In the final analysis, an authentic response to Filmé as the artist must follow one's own true emotional response, whilst giving the piece due regard. So when putting into words my reflections about the artist, I felt it necessary to place the piece right in front of me, almost permanently, as I put words to paper. I wanted to really connect with what was in front of me that he, as an artist, felt comfortable to create. I wanted to make a genuine attempt to arrive at a truly honest point of view, to give him due regard as an artist and form a view. So how does Filmé speak to me in the context of this piece? He is first and foremost a caricaturist. That means his art comes with an embedded slant. I therefore bear that in mind. After all, the aim of a caricaturist is to present a picture, description, or imitation of a person in which certain striking characteristics are exaggerated in order to create a comic or grotesque effect. The outcome that Filmé has achieved with the lighting sketch in question has certainly achieved that. That said, the real and unavoidable question that keeps coming back to me time and time again is whether this goes beyond a Filmé caricature drawing. I believe it does. This is beyond caricature, in my view, and does not even pretend to be otherwise. It is not even racism hiding in plain sight. It is not hiding at all. Look to Filmé's 1893 to 1903 works, from street scenes, concerts, bras, dining out, showing many plump Victorians featured bedecked in top hats, tails, waistcoats, jewelry, a fascinating glimpse of Victorian society, some of which include people of colour. This piece of a lighting sketch stands out for me as quite an offensive sketch, amongst others. This is compounded by the irony that it may have been sketched in an event aimed to do good, to raise charitable funds, a cause that seemingly fails to recognize the very irony of the situation. Therefore, where Filmé is concerned as an artist, I find that I cannot divorce the piece from the artist, the offensive racism from the man, whatever his intentions. My response looking at the piece dictates my response looking at the artist. In the final analysis, my overriding sense of the piece is quite negative, sad, and a little emotional. It was impressing me for all the wrong reasons, in all manner of ways. His attention, I think, given the context of a fundraiser event at the invitation of the mayor, would have been, I surmise, to be a good guest, to meet the expectation of his crowd and to raise money. This, to me, therefore suggests that Filmé was playing to the prejudices of his audience for the purposes of the event, although we know this wasn't the only demeaning piece he created. It was one of many. There are other examples linked to his work and writing for a rag and as a caricaturist. So whilst accepting that the context is crucial in how this piece was created, Filmé as an artist is the perpetrator. He is orchestrating the deeply offensive mood music for his audience to dance to. This was at the expense of a whole people. Deeply offensive, dehumanizing, and playing to the tune of racist English culture of the times. That's my overriding summation of Filmé. Others might say he succeeded in creating an artistic caricature, but the piece isn't being held up by any fine art curator or art house as a masterpiece, as far as I know.